questions are being asked this morning about how the PSNI handled the arrest of the loyalist blogger Jimmy Bryson. Mr. Bryson was arrested last week in an investigation into criminality linked to the UVF in East Belfast. He denies any wrongdoing. The TUV leader, Jim Allister, has told this programme that the gag placed on Mr. Bryson by the police is untenable. He says police were foolish to try to implement what he calls questionable bail conditions. Mr. Allister, a QC himself, says that the chief constable appears to have egg on his face. Bryson appears to have openly flouted his bail conditions. The criminal lawyer, Tony Cahir, has told this programme the conditions imposed by police are arbitrary and oppressive. Now, the bail conditions set were that Mr. Bryson can have, quote, no communication of any kind regarding the investigation by any means whatsoever to any person or the public at large, except for legal representation. So if you think about that, the police were attempting to even stop Mr. Bryson telling the police ombudsman about his arrest. No communication of any type except for legal representation. It's an interesting story, this. The PSNI say there is no requirement in legislation for an individual to consent to these conditions. Provisions exist within the legislation for a person subject to bail conditions to have them reviewed. They say conditional bail allows officers to attach conditions to bail which can protect complainants or witnesses, preserve evidence, and mitigate the risk of further offending. I've spoken to Jim Allister about the rights any citizen has when they are arrested by the police. I'm aware that when we announced we were doing this story on Twitter last night, that there was the quite predictable criticism. Why are you doing this for Jimmy Bryson? Why? What have you got obsessed about Jimmy Bryson? This is not a story just about Jimmy Bryson. This is a story about, do the police actually have the power to prevent you, any citizen in this country, from telling your wife you've been arrested, from reporting it to the police ombudsman? They have tried to shut him down. And if they can shut him down, then they can do it to you too. So I began by asking Jim Allister what he thought of the bail conditions imposed on Jimmy Bryson.
Well, first of all, let me say that any investigation that finds any criminality needs to be exhaustively pursued, and anyone found suspected of that criminality, if they're sufficient, they need to be charged and brought before the courts. And that applies to everyone. And I'm totally unequivocal about that. In this case, there are a number of things which surprise me about it. First of all, the attempted bail terms, which sought to impose effectively gagging on the recipient as to even talking about the fact he'd been arrested or about anything pertaining to that. That seemed to me surprising. It seems to have been a failed attempt, because the police then seemed to have proceeded to have released him without compliance with the terms they wanted to impose. And if, in fact, they say those terms still apply, he patently is in breach of it by virtue of the fact that we're being able to have this discussion and he has been talking about the very things they sought to gag him about. So I think the police in that regard were foolish to try and implement something which patently was incapable of being implemented and very questionable in the first place.
Well, let's walk through each of those, because there's a lot in there. And I think this is very important to establish, well, first of all, what your view is, and then for us to try to get some type of legal analysis of this. So the Police Service of Northern Ireland, in attempting to do this, are saying that they can instruct a citizen that they're not allowed to even mention to anybody, that would include their wife, their children, the media, this is before charge, the fact that they've been arrested. Is that not a scary situation for any state to be able to do that, any public service to be able to do that? The police arrest you and you're not allowed to tell anybody it's happened bar your lawyer?
I think it's a preposterous proposal, and I think the fact that here it hasn't been capable of being implemented illustrates just how untenable it is. Because if someone has been arrested, and if they themselves want to shout from the rooftops that they've been arrested, then I think they're entitled to do that. What they're not entitled to do is to impinge an investigation and any bail terms which, for example, might have restricted saying what they were asked about in terms of who they were asked about, lest that impede an investigation, might be arguably tenable. But to simply say to someone, you shall not say that you were arrested, you shall not say this is an investigation or what it's about, it seems to me to go way beyond the pale of what could be tenable and not a suitable bail term for police bail. And the fact, I say again, that they tried to do it, have failed, and have been unable, it seems, to do anything about that failure, indicates that in the first place it was untenable.
What would happen, and I'm not suggesting at all it happened in this case, but what would happen if any of us were mistreated by the police, if any of us were wrongfully arrested by the police, and the police are attempting, in this circumstance, to establish their right to stop us ever talking about it?
It would be untenable. It couldn't be done.
Well, they're doing it. They're attempting to do it.
They tried to put it in the bail terms. The terms weren't accepted by Mr. Bryson, yet he was released. So on what basis is he released? It seems to me it's quite clear he was released without terms, and therefore the police are acknowledging in that they weren't able to impose the terms which improperly they were seeking to impose. But you're right. You know, if someone was ill-treated in custody, then they have multiple rights, and that has to include the fact of publicising it.
And we're not suggesting, obviously, that in this case, but what we are doing is wondering where the police have suddenly got this power from, or indeed, have they been doing this to other people and we don't know about it because they've been gagged?
Well, I think that a complaint to the Ombudsman, which I understand is happening in this case, that's one of the issues which will be hopefully exhaustively explored.
Let me move on to another aspect of this. And look, some people, Jimmy Bryson is a divisive character. There are many people who do not like him and will say, you know, that this is good, this is his comeuppance, what he deserves. And all I would say to those people is, what if this happened to you? So we are not passing any judgment on what Mr. Bryson did or didn't do, who he is or who he isn't. That is for a court to determine. What we're looking at here are the rights of any citizen, and those rights should apply to someone who is a criminal, someone who is not a criminal, to every single citizen in this country. That's the point of this story this morning. And in this case, there's no suggestion that any of this is even going to go to court. Mr. Bryson has not been charged with anything up to this point. In that context, Jim, I then look at a tweet sent by George Hamilton, who is reacting to the paramilitary crime task force conducting a search and arrest operation in Ards, North Down. That was the arrest of Jimmy Bryson. And George Hamilton says on Twitter to all of his followers, good work by paramilitary crime task force in partnership with security industry authority in tackling criminality of the East Belfast UVF.
Let me say again, in case anyone would misinterpret, if there is criminality here of whatever sort, then let it be rooted out and let the person responsible be brought to justice. But the process has to be fair and the process has to be right, and it doesn't strike me as either right or fair in the circumstances of this case that the chief constable should be trumpeting the matter in the manner in which he did, and in fact then is left somewhat with egg in his face by virtue of the fact that the police, it seems, can't even impose the outlandish bail terms that they wanted to impose, not charging the person, but wanting to release them on police bail.
I'll come to the bail issue in a moment. Just on the police statements, if we stand that at the moment. So that's what George Hamilton, the chief constable, said. Then Detective Superintendent Bobby Singleton, he releases a statement, and he says, today's joint search and arrest operation with the SIA ties into an ongoing investigation into criminality linked to the East Belfast UVF. A 28-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of supplying unlicensed door staff. So again, a link being made by the police between an individual, they give his age, that's Jamie Bryson they're talking about, they know it is, and they link that to the East Belfast UVF. Now, whether Jamie Bryson is in the UVF or not, should the police be hinting and pointing to it before he's charged with membership?
No, and the very good reason why they shouldn't is that it could impede the possibility of a fair trial. If someone is ultimately charged with some offence out of this investigation, which falls short of what has been headlined in these police statements and pointed towards, then how is that person, they might say, able to get a fair trial when they've been painted in the manner they've been painted by the police? So I think it does go to the very heart of due process, and the police, I think, have to be very careful, and in this case appear to have acted rather audaciously in how they've handled this, and that could yet be something that could impede the very attaining of justice if there's justice there to be attained.
Here's the flip side to this, Jim. The public are crying out for paramilitary thugs to be dealt with. The police come under a tremendous amount of pressure from people like me and others. What are you doing about it? What are you doing with these thugs that seem to be laughing in your face? And, you know, Mr. Bryson is certainly close to the thinking of the UVF. We all know that. So maybe the police are just looking him straight in the face and doing what the public want.
Well, certainly, and I said, I think for the third time in this interview, if there's criminality here, let it be rooted out. Let whoever's responsible be charged. I'm totally unequivocal about that. But the process has to be fair. It has to be right. And in this case, it seems to me that the police have got to lost the run of themselves in terms of how they've handled this. And if someone's to be charged, get them charged. Get that person before the courts. Get the evidence. And let the courts decide. But you cannot prejudice the outcome by painting someone into a corner and then say that we're going to offer you a fair trial. I think that the situation here has been lamentably handled, and there needs to be lessons learned from this. And I think that the police here, in the manner in which they've handled this, have left a lot of questions unanswered, which maybe the Ombudsman will answer. Maybe not.
And then to a really interesting, finally, point of law, in my view. I just find this really interesting for all of us living in Northern Ireland and indeed beyond, which is, so the police issue bail to Jamie Bryson. This is pre-charge bail, so they haven't charged him with anything. They issue him bail and he says, no, I'm not accepting the bail. Now, I would have thought in that circumstances they would have kept him in custody, but they don't. So the question, Jim, is can the police issue bail to any citizen in Northern Ireland, and whether that citizen accepts it or not, it is imposed on them. They have to accept it.
Well, let's be clear. When someone is arrested, one of three things can be the outcome. One, they are charged and the matter proceeds to court. Two, they are released without charge and that's the end of it. Or three, they are released on police bail to return at a future date on the terms set for further investigation. Now, in this case, it seems to be that latter course that the police sought to follow. But they discovered that the terms they were seeking to impose were not accepted by the individual, and yet he was released. So the fundamental question is, if Mr. Bryson refused to accept the bail terms, on what basis is he at liberty?
And he wrote on his, what is this called? Bail to appear at a police station sheet.
Yes.
He wrote at the bottom of it, I refuse all conditions and request I be brought before a judge. I do not accept bail. So can any citizen refuse bail terms and walk out the door?
It seems to me that in those circumstances, the police have a choice to make. Do they release them without bail terms, which seems to have happened in this case, or do they charge them or do something else? And it seems to me that the fundamental question that the police have yet to answer is, having refused to accept the bail terms, on what basis is he at liberty? And if he's breaching the bail terms, which they say he's subject to, then how can he be at liberty? Why has action not been taken? It seems to me that the police have made a bit of a fool of themselves in terms of trying to impose terms which were untenable from the start, and then have been forced to acknowledge that by virtue of the fact that Mr. Bryson's at liberty in defiance of the terms they tried to impose, which seemed very questionable and untenable in the first place.
With your legal background, you're a barrister. Who decides what bail terms are within a police station?
Well, there are stipulations under the Police and Criminal Evidence Order and under bail legislation, which give discretion as to what bail terms should be, but they have to be relevant to the holding. And it seems to me these weren't.
But who decides? Is it a middle-ranking police officer, or is it a legal expert within the police? Or who decides what is reasonable to impose on someone once they end up in a police station?
I don't exactly know the answer to that. I imagine that they have recourse to taking legal advice about it. But it would be likely to be a senior officer who then would decide what terms to seek to impose. But the question that they haven't answered is, having tried and failed, what do they do now? Have they just brought the whole system into disrepute? And I think there is a need for clarity, and the police need to be more forthcoming about this case than they've been to date, and need to answer fundamental questions like, on what basis is Mr. Bryson presently at liberty if they say there are bail terms that he's in which he's defying?
I think once we're talking about Jamie Bryson, it might cloud this issue. So
yes.
Let me put it a different way. Imagine a scenario where you, Jim Allister, and this is a hypothetical situation that is not going to happen, but imagine it. Imagine a situation where you, Jim Allister, have criticised the police, and the police then arrest you, and you're not allowed to tell the public that they have brought you in for questioning. They've gagged you, and you're in that police station, you're a public representative, and they impose these conditions on you, and they tell you, and it's here in writing that if you break your bail conditions, that you may be arrested and you could be imprisoned. So imagine that situation, and that's what we have here in front of us.
Well, if that were to happen to me, I'd be making a habeas corpus application to the High Court for my immediate release. And testing the audacious attempts by the police to impose custody upon me. Because I think there are rules and regulations that have to be abided by, and I don't think you can gag someone from saying, you've been arrested, but you'll never tell anyone you've been arrested. I just think that's wholly untenable.
And
if they attempted to impose custody in those terms, then it would be a habeas corpus matter.
Do you think someone who is in the UVF, whoever they are, should be treated fairly, or should the police, be trying to bend what they normally do as much as possible to stop these thugs?
No, anyone is innocent till proven guilty, and anyone, whoever they are, has the same basic rights in law, and those rights should not be bent or twisted or perverted because of who the person is. Those rules should be applied. If you do that, then you bring the whole process into disrepute, and that only helps the thugs, not hinder them.